Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. As Oneida County is moving towards state-mandated changes in its metallic mining ordinance, the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa has made it clear they don't want mining here and want to talk. Oneida County is scheduling a public hearing next month on the revision suggested by consulting attorney William Scott. During the public comment period of Tuesday's board meeting, Lac des Flambeaux Tribal Council member Brooks Bigjohn read a resolution the Tribal Council passed. The packet also contained a letter to Chairman David Hintz from Tribal President Joseph Wildcat Sr. requesting a meeting between the tribe and the county about the proposed mining revisions. Tribal lands include a portion of Oneida County. Bigjohn detailed the treaty rights guaranteed to the tribe and the federal status they have to guarantee clean air and water.
That the six Chippewa bands that were signatories to the 1836 and 42 treaties still to this day have the treaty-protected rights to hunt, fish, trap, gather, and other usual rights of occupancy within the areas ceded by the tribes and the United States.
Bigjohn says those activities say the environment has to be good enough to support those activities. He also says the Lac des Flambeaux tribe has historic reasons to keep the land protected in the town of Lynn, where a large sulfide deposit is located.
And whereas the tribe can trace a significant historical nexus to the town of Lynn, Oneida County related to grave sites, historic fishing activities, and past residential communities, to name a few.
Bigjohn says they did not hear back from the county after they sent a letter in April. He says the tribe wants a dialogue with Oneida County on the issue, noting they already are working together on the opioid crisis. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has stepped in after a power plant operator complained about water usage by the Granite Peak ski area. Operators have apparently been taking millions of gallons of water from the Big Rib River without getting federal approval. The problem came to light when the operators of the Domtar Hydroelectric Plant complained. Granite Peak needs to obtain a federal permit to take more than 1 million gallons, but it says it draws water only from the reservoir. The ski resort and Domtar have until the end of the month to respond to the feds. AT&T has contributed a program designed to give qualified North Central Technical College students up to 4 semesters of free tuition. Director of the NTC Promise program, Justin Willis, says the NTC Promise is aimed at high school seniors, providing them with tuition and academic support once they enroll.
After a student's financial aid and scholarships have been applied, you know, if there's a standing balance of tuition, the college then covers that. And, you know, on the other side of the tuition piece, there is just the academic support with focused tutoring, monthly meetings. There's also community service hours that students have to complete every semester. Just sort of way for them to give back to community and allow them to have a little bit of skin in the game.
The AT&T Aspire program donated $5,000. More information is at the NTC campus in Wausau. A physician and other medical college personnel shortage is forecast, and one regional health provider is helping pay for students' education if they stay around after they graduate. 6 Central Wisconsin Medical College of Wisconsin students have been named Aspirus Scholars. The executive director of the Aspirus Health Foundation, Kaylin Pempek, says the Aspirus program was created about 2 years ago.
In the United States, it's predicted by the year 2035, we will have a shortage in the United States of 130,000 physicians. That translates to a shortage of 2,000 physicians in the state of Wisconsin and a couple hundred physicians shortage in north central Wisconsin.
She says all 6 students have ties to the area.
Research really that's been done by the Wisconsin Hospital Association and the Wisconsin Graduate on Medical Education shows that where students grow up, where they go to college, where they go to medical school has a pretty good indicator to where they're going to choose to locate their practices.
When they graduate, the scholars agree to work for Aspirus for 5 years. The weather forecast for tonight, look for clear skies, low 44. Wednesday, sunny, high 82. Thursday, slight chance of showers in the afternoon, sunny, high near 78. Friday, sunny, high near 79. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.